Something fun is coming up in Nundle at the beginning of May, and joining to have a chat to us about it is Stephen Gadd. Stephen, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Mate, I only stumbled across this just recently, the Nundle Dog Races. I'm actually a little bit behind on this because it's been around for a while.
A couple of years ago, we celebrated our 40th dog race. It's been around for a very, very long time. Started out as an argument between a couple of farmers who own dogs at the pub, and they wanted to settle the bet to see whose dog was the fastest, and it's evolved over the years, and it's become quite a community activity and a really unique event for lots of people to be involved in.
So, Stephen, when we think dog races, my mind naturally goes to greyhounds, but this is just for our pet in the backyard. In my case, Sully the Wonder Dog.
Yes. So basically, the way that the race works here is that you'll have a dog handler and an owner. It's a real test of loyalty. The owner stands at one end of the oval while the handler stands at the other end holding the dog. The starter will start the race, and then the dogs have to make their way to their owner at the other end of the field. So it's a 100-metre straight dash. The working dogs do it extremely well.
I suspect they would. There's a lot on the line in this regard. Obviously, being able to prove whether your dog is the fastest or not, but I imagine there might be a couple of broken hearts when a dog doesn't necessarily go where it's supposed to.
It's a significant test of loyalty. but in saying that, it's also a great opportunity to realise what's important and to not take ourselves too seriously.
Well, I always look forward to those opportunities. Can I stand at the other end with a big juicy bone, or will that just attract all the dogs?
No, we're not allowed to use anything, no dog whistles or juicy bones or anything like that. It's just got to be the owner, and the owner will call the dog. So getting there early in the day is a really good opportunity to practice and to see whether or not your dog's sort of got what it takes. But there's a few different techniques that people employ, but basically the come here boy is the most effective technique, and
I can just see
as
myself,
the owners work their way back. It's a very, very unique thing to watch, but it's a great thing to watch. You'll never forget it.
I can just see myself bellowing come here boy, because he's meant to be a very obedient dog, my dog, but attention can be taken elsewhere for some pooches, can't it?
Yes, absolutely it can.
Is it open to...
You guarantee you won't be alone.
Is it open to all shapes and sizes?
There are different events for different dogs. The Great Nundle Dog Race, as it stands, is open to bona fide working dogs, but there are different races for all different shapes, sizes, ages. We even have a dog race that's for dogs who might have a disability. Whether they have the down but not out state, and that's a great race, and it's always inspirational to watch.
So, Stephen, a great event, a great community event like this doesn't happen without some fantastic sponsors. Anyone need to mention?
We do have one platinum sponsor, and it's Scott and his team from Davis and Cameron Real Estate and Stock Agent. They've been a sponsor of our race for a number of years now, and we're very thankful to have them on board.
Shouldn't be too hard to find. I imagine get to Nundle and just listen for the sound of barking.
Yes, drive to Nundle, look left, and there will be the dog race on your left.
It's as easy as that. It's on Sunday, the 1st of May. What time does it all start?
10 a.m.
And if we want to find any more information, which I've got to say I did, you've got a fantastic website.
Yeah, there's a great website, nundle.com. There's a Facebook page with lots and lots of details, and if anybody has any questions, they can get them answered fairly quickly through that. Otherwise, they can contact us here at the school.
All right, Stephen, look forward to it, and look forward to bringing Sully the Wonder Dog up and putting him through his paces. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event.
Well, fantastic. It'll be great to see you.